We also have Marie with Centerpoint. So, Marie, what do you do with Centerpoint? What, tell us a little bit about the organization.
Well, Centerpoint started 49 years ago, so we'll be having a big celebration next year. Started as a way for the residents in Hall County and Gainesville City Schools for their children to have access to religious education. And through that, the mentor program was born, as well as counseling. We have counseling services, free counseling for the children in school, as well as fee counseling in our offices. We also provide all the prevention services in the Hall County and Gainesville City Schools, substance abuse prevention, as well as pregnancy prevention and parenting classes. So we do a lot. I direct the mentor program, and that involves between 300 and 700 children a year. We recruit and train mentors for all different kinds of children. We're currently training mentors for the REACH program, the Governor's Realizing Educational Achievement Can Happen, and that is a statewide initiative.
Mm-hmm. How did Centerpoint actually begin 50 years ago, or nearly 50 years ago?
Well, four churches in the area decided that they wanted to do this, so they bought a piece of property across from the biggest high school in Gainesville, which is Gainesville High, and to this day, children walk across the street and through something called Time Out Education. They take New Testament classes, Old Testament classes, ethics classes, and world religion. And they are taught from an academic point of view. And the classes are full. In fact, this last semester, we had 150 kids apply for one class, and they had to do a lottery. So they're very, very, very popular classes, and that's how we got started. And from that, everything else spun out.
All right, so you're right across the street from a school, and you're mm-hmm. offering classes. So they just go over there when school's out in the afternoons?
It's all day long.
Okay.
And it's just like a regular elective.
Oh, okay. That's what I was going to
go to. It's a regular elective.
Okay.
It's very popular. In fact, Hall County Schools have asked us to do the same thing next year. We purchased a piece of property in South Hall, and we'll be starting another program. The kids will come earlier than first period, and then they will stay a little bit later in the afternoon because there's just a great demand for it. Mm-hmm. And so we also want to have access to the homeschooling community, as well as other, hopefully Gwinnett and Jackson County can come over there and take our classes too, as well as adult education courses.
Wow. Okay. So right now your buildings are only in Hall County. Do you expect to be expanding some in or purchasing property near schools in Gwinnett County?
Absolutely. In fact, some of our schools are right on the line. One elementary is really right on the line.
Okay.
So for our mentor program, we have many opportunities for Gwinnettians to come and mentor because it's so close there. I've trained a lot of people in Gwinnett, and they're very excited about this opportunity. There are some mentor programs here, and we want to expand our program and help with those programs getting started in other counties.
Okay, so you've got mentoring, and you've worked with children in school and so forth. So, is there others that you try to serve? You know, I'm hearing you talking to homeschool. You're trying to get involved with the homeschool community. What about young adults as they transition out of high school?
Absolutely. Our goal is to keep the children a year after they get out of high school. And so right now we serve kindergarten or preschool through 12th grade and hopefully beyond that. A lot of mentors stay with these kids. The REACH program, as I mentioned, is 8th grade through 12th. The mentors stay for 5 years. And then I'm sure they stay with them. They're going to stay with them another year because they're very excited about doing that. We've also initiated some other projects to reach more children. And this is not just a Hall County event. We are training mentors for the governor's 2014 initiative, the CHINS program, which is Children in Need of Services. Those children are in danger of being on the probation rolls. It's an initiative through the Department of Juvenile Justice to keep them from, place a mentor with them so that they're not, they're equipped to get out of the situation that they're in and rather keep them off the probation rolls. We also partnered with United Way Read, Learn, Succeed program, which is a national program, and we train mentors for preschool and kindergarten mentors who simply read to the children. They go in and they point out the words and, you know, help them learn to read. And so we also work with several statewide initiatives.
Wow. I did not realize there were so many different avenues outside of the school system where you're actually helping with that. So.
And I'm leaving out a very important entity. We place mentors with the Boys and Girls Club, which is, of course, a huge Georgia initiative. And we're very active in Hall County, but we'd like to help in other counties as well with the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, okay. Again, we're talking to Marie Davis with CenterPoint, finding out how we can help our younger generations come up and be a positive influence within the community and prevent bad choices, or try to teach them how to make better choices as they're growing older, getting older. And so, you know, years ago, I was told that with children, you need to start at a younger age getting them active, because once they go to high school, they've already been introduced to bad choices. So are you seeing that where you're, because I know you're talking kindergarten, first grade, second grade, people that you're working, some of your clients or recipients, what age are y'all trying to target? Or is there a definite age range where they say we need to start here before they get to high school? Or,
well, not really, because my opinion is every child needs a mentor. They don't have to be grieving or be in trouble for truancy or whatever. We like every child to have a mentor, so we just simply don't have enough. But as you know, mentoring is so important in businesses, and I know the national program SCORE is training people to come, and people who are retired, to work with business people who still need a mentor just to get started.
We've actually met with SCORE too. They were awesome.
They are awesome.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so we hope to work with them some and pass these kids along when they start their own businesses. Also, another important thing, the Chamber's initiatives to look ahead, their vision projects. We were asked to be on the educational consortium, which I'm very excited about this project. We are going into some of the, and this is where all counties are involved. These children need to be exposed to opportunities in the workplace. So we just taped our first one, took some drama students who wouldn't be afraid of asking questions, and took them to Murray Plastics, which is a homegrown entity there. They interviewed each person working there. So they got opportunity to see what an industrial person does, what a salesperson does, what a marketing person does, everything involved from the lowest person on the list to the very highest. And the kids were just blown away. And the way we're reaching these children, giving them a lot of different opportunities, they are then taking those videos and piping them in through the English classes in the middle and the high school, because that's where we're losing a lot of the kids. You tell them, graduate from high school, and they say, okay, so what? What am I going to do? So we want to expose them to all the opportunities out there and all the industries in and around Georgia. I was just at the Lanier Tech groundbreaking ceremony this morning. Governor Deal was there. And there's just so much opportunity here for people, especially kids that do not want to go on to college. They can go and learn to drive a truck. I mean, it's just amazing. And so if they don't know about it, they can't reach for it.
I was in a meeting, it was really a seminar type setting where we were learning about Gwinnett County. Mm-hmm. And like welders. There's a need for welders, bringing in companies, and where Gwinnett County is actually working with the educational system as they're bringing in new businesses, and they're forecasting, okay, we're going to need like 50 truck drivers more than what we currently have. And it's getting the schools to be able to teach that to where we keep that business in Gwinnett County. And so what you're saying is just, you're right. You don't have to go to college for a bachelor's or master's or doctoral degree. You can go to a trade school.
And Georgia is the place to be for that.
Oh, absolutely. We've got some wonderful schools. Well, Gwinnett Tech was just labeled one of the number one, I think, in the state.
Absolutely.
That very, very, I love y'all's idea of mentoring at all ages too. So, and Sheena, that might, I don't know. I sit here with our different shows and I'm like, okay, I see where y'all could partner up. You know, you could, if parental permission is given, use some of the students. I mean, for models, I think that would be like awesome.
Definitely. Or if they even wanted to learn photography or
absolutely
get an idea of what it's like behind the camera as well.
And mm-hmm. we all know what animals do for all of us. I mean, mm-hmm. even older people, they lower your blood pressure. And so I've ordered like 50 animals for myself. But, you know, it's just, it is a great opportunity. And I love mm-hmm. meeting other people that have great innovative ideas.
Well, it just, they do learn and they see a potential and just that attention and praise, and they have some, they feel self-worth and some opportunities in the future instead of going, oh my gosh, what am I going to do when I grow up? So
I'd like to give you some statistics, if I may.
Sure.
Every year, at the end of the year, we survey mentors and the counselors and the teachers to find out if it's really working. And now, this is just, you know, our survey, mm-hmm. but 97% of the children who had a mentor last year improved peer relationships. In other words, it helped with bullying. 85% improved their academics. 75% came to school more often. And 93% decided that they liked school better, just because they had someone come and talk with them and be with them. And it's the same idea with animals. The animals do the same thing. You know, you have someone looking forward to you coming home or petting you or whatever. It's the same thing that a mentor does. They just look forward to you being there. And people ask me all the time, well, do I have to have any special talents? No, you are the gift. You are the talent.
Exactly.
And yeah. It's amazing what a human being can do for another human being.
You start really thinking when you're taking the focus off of yourself.
And absolutely.
Working with animals or other people. I introduced a young lady to a volunteer effort, and she'd been in trouble, DUIs and drugs and everything. And she had to move back home with mom and dad and had a very structured life where she was out on her own for several years. And she came to a volunteer event that I organized, and I got the sweetest email from her 3 or 4 days later thanking me for opening her eyes to other opportunities. But, and it did, it made her feel better, and she became more active in volunteering in various organizations. So,
and you know, nonprofits always need money. We mm-hmm. always need money because
absolutely.
We have to have it to exist. But what I like to tell businesses and people is you get so much back from this. We need you. And it just repays you every day. And the kids never forget you. And I'm sure even the help that SCORE people gave to you, Sheena, you'll never forget the help they gave you. I mean, you stay with that person forever. And so it's great to give the money, but if you can give yourself, or even if a business can just say, hey, we'll give you somebody for an hour a week to go help a kid. It's great for the morale of a business. So I'm always recruiting business people and churches and organizations. Everybody wants to do something, but they don't know how to do it. It's just hard to get organized. You can call me and I'll help you.
Right. So what are the various ways people get involved with CenterPoint?
Well, we need, you know, it's a little far for people here, but you never know where people live and work. Mm-hmm. But we always need people in the office to help us, to answer the phone, to do mail outs, to field our counseling needs. And then we have events. We can always use help to, we'd love to have someone that just is looking for someone to, if you have a golf tournament or something and you're looking for, you know, someone to sponsor, we'd love to talk to you about that. The mentor part of our group is just a two-hour training, and people see me all around town all the time at Panera, at Steak and Shake, wherever. I just go meet people and sit down and talk to them and say, this is all you have to do. And we of course, there's an application, and we do a background check, and the application is really to find out what you'd like to do. Do you want to read to a four-year-old? Do you want to mentor a kid that's in a school looking to be a carpenter or whatever it is? We match you with that. And so we need people from all walks of life. And all they have to do, I would highly suggest they go to our website. We have some wonderful videos of people who have been mentored, our mentor of the year last year, and they can look at that and get some ideas about how to get started. Just call me.
Okay. And you brought it up. Go to your website. And what is that website?
It's www.centerpoint, and that's no E, CenterPointGA.org.
Wonderful. Okay. And what is your office phone number?
Well, I like to give out my cell phone number because I'm rarely in the office. It's 678-997-1990.
Wonderful. And you guys are also on Facebook?
Yes, we are.
So people can be active by liking a page.
Please do.
Absolutely. I will definitely do that myself as well. And and how are you guys funded?
Well, we do have some United Way funds. As I said, mm-hmm. we're involved with United Way Read, Learn, Succeed, the national program. And we, of course, write some grants. We're funded by our founding churches even after 49 years. And we're funded by quite a few churches. And we, you know, like to invite you to look at our website. We have some events coming up. We also just have a lot of individual donors.
Wonderful. Do y'all have like an annual event, a repetitive?
We do. We just had Dancing for a Cause, and that was so much fun. I was blown away by just everyday people learning to dance. I mean, it's very impressive. I'm sure everybody watches the Dancing for the Stars. Well, these were just local people, and they were marvelous. Just had a ball.
I've started seeing several organizations hosting mm-hmm. dancing contests and so forth for different events. It's becoming very well known. So again, this is Marie with CenterPoint and Sheena with Models to the Rescue. Sheena, what can we in the community do to help Models to the Rescue?
We are always accepting new volunteers to model, to new photographers to get behind the camera. And then also, if you can put us in touch with any rescue groups that you think might be able to use our help, please reach out to them and have them contact us. We are scheduling new shoots every week, so we're always working. Unfortunately, we're never going to run out of shelter animals to take photos of, but I think I can speak for all of the people in my organization when I say that we're all going to die trying.
Well, that's just a...
I will. I promise. I will. They may not, but I will try. I mean, I'm doing it now, even though I'm chronically ill. Like, I am still fighting for finding all of these babies' homes. And, you know, if I have to work from bed when I'm sick, I'll do it. So
you can see the passion. For the listeners, you can really see the passion in her face when she talks about it. And the same with Marie talking about CenterPoint. And it is. It's, you've got to have a passion when you're doing work with nonprofit to really make a difference.